We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra, the executive director, Emily Yannis, and she's going to tell us about some of the things that have just passed from the symphony and some of the things that are coming up. Emily, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice to see you, Emily, as always.
Well, Emily, you in March, you've had some busy times. You had your third classical concert and then Hoosier Star and everything. So those things are progressing well and you had good turnouts.
Yes, that's right. Yes, absolutely. One of our highest turnouts for Hoosier Star auditions in years. So very, very exciting. Lots of talent. So those finalists will be announced shortly in the coming weeks.
Oh, excellent.
Are you present for the auditions?
Yes, yes.
Ooh,
it's
exciting.
A lot of fun.
Do you get to judge?
No. We have three outside judges, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, with your vocal background, you know, you'd be a significant person.
That's true. That's true. But I think, I would recuse myself from judging.
Very good. So, well, you have, I guess you might say, the final concert of your regular season. I know you'll have a summer concert. So tell us about that.
That's right. April 20th, 7 p.m. at the LaPorte Civic Auditorium, we have a Beatles group called Classical Mystery Tour, and they are coming, and they will be our guest soloists, if you will. They're four gentlemen who portray the Beatles, and the symphony will be playing along with them. They'll be playing a couple pieces on their own, but mostly they'll be accompanying these four guys who portray the Beatles, and they're fully costumed and the whole bit. So it's going to be a fabulous, fabulous evening of fun Beatles tunes.
Do they just take one period of the Beatles, or are they going to? I know some of the groups, when maybe they do a standalone concert, they do the different periods of the Beatles. But you may not be able to accommodate that in an orchestra setting.
I believe they are. I believe they start out kind of in the, well, it's based on the Beatles coming to America. So they're in 1964 when they came to America. But I do believe they go through, so there are costume changes for sure. So they do move through some of the eras.
That's great. So, and I'm sure that's kind of like any kind of Pops type concert, that's going to be really a big sellout for you. So do you still have tables and seats available for that?
Yes. So we'll have table seating available for $35 and then balcony seating available for $25 for adults and $22 for seniors. Kids, as always, are free for our subscription concerts, and students, college and high school students with ID.
Okay. Does that include grad students, maybe?
Yeah, if they have a school ID.
Well, speaking about students, are the student apprenticeships about wrapping up? And how does... I was just thinking about the apprenticeship program. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Well, we just had in February, we had a very lovely student apprentice recital. Our six apprentices played an afternoon concert at the Presbyterian Church of LaPorte. They each played a solo piece that they had performed for ISMA, for the state competition. So that was really fun to get to hear them and feature them on solo pieces. And yes, this will be, so this concert will be their last time performing with the symphony for this season. We do hope the ones that are not graduating will come back and play again next season, so.
Sounds great. Now, you have some other fun stuff that's not necessarily concert-related. I think it's at Swing Belly's restaurant. It's, what, kind of a music trivia night? Can you tell us all about that? What happens at that?
Sure, yeah. It's actually a lunch. It's our Friends of the Symphony group, and it's a luncheon, and there's going to be music trivia with prizes and bragging rights. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun at the Friends of the Symphony luncheon. So that's a group that is just advocates for the symphony. They do volunteer work. They give financially, and they're just our ambassadors. Welcome anyone to join, of course.
Is that kind of like a fundraiser also for the symphony, just a little bit?
Yes. It acts as that as well.
So, and a fun way to kind of learn some music trivia and get challenged with that.
Yeah, I know. I hope I'm not put to shame. I better brush up.
Well, you have good news about Carolyn. Her contract has been renewed. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes. Very exciting. Our music director, Dr. Carolyn Watson, has renewed her contract through 2027. So we're very excited to have her lead the orchestra artistically for the next three seasons.
And I'm just comment, she has done a remarkable job with it. It's been a great orchestra prior to that, but it's really elevated the quality of the orchestra. And then, I think that was a real get for you guys and everything.
Absolutely. She's phenomenal.
Speaking of which, maybe you can give us a little bit of a hint or a preview on what's coming up for next season.
Absolutely, I'd love to. So we're going to open the season in November with a Dia de los Muertos concert on November 2nd, and we're going to feature a Spanish guitarist on Rodrigo's guitar concerto. So we're really excited about that. And we're going to feature compositions by lots of composers from Latin America. So that's on the docket for November. And for March, we have a very exciting xylophone concerto, a world premiere that our education manager and percussionist in the symphony, Jared Coller, is going to perform. So we're really excited about that one, too.
Ooh, one of my favorite instruments, actually, the xylophone.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
completely.
You'll have to come hear
Since
him.
Since childhood.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Through Lyman.
And when do tickets go on sale in our last few moments here?
So subscriptions will be available beginning of May. So we'll be doing our subscription brochure mailings and online brochure or subscription sales. And then single tickets will go on sale September 1st.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. Beatlemania, April 20th at 7 o'clock, LaPorte County Civic Auditorium. Emily Yannis, Executive Director, thank you for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Emily.
And a spotlight extra. The Art Barn's 30th Annual Juried Exhibit will run April 13th through May 23rd with an artist reception on Friday, April 19th, beginning at 5 p.m. with an award ceremony at 6:30 p.m. Art Barn is located at 695 North 400 East in Valparaiso, Indiana. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.